Thank you very much for inviting me to speak. And my previous claim to fame in that was that I spent a weekend sleeping in a car in the 80s to stop the Oxo Tower from being mysteriously burnt down, which is the sort of thing that happened in the 80s, but clearly the world's moved on. I think what I wanted to say, some very quick things. This is an application for a theme park, and we should be very clear about that. And with the visitor numbers that you're suggesting, it's one of the biggest theme parks in Europe. To give you an example, Thorpe Park attracts 2 million visitors. The nearest equivalent here is Euro Disney that attracts 9 million. And I think you need to think about that in context. What I want to talk about, two very specific issues, because I think what's happened here, quite rightly, your planners have looked at Lambeth. What they haven't done is looked at the east of this route, because what will happen as night follows day is that tourists will use this as a tourist route to go from the Millennium Bridge in Southwark to the Garden Bridge in Lambeth. And there's only one way they can go when you look at it, and that's what I was pointing to. They will have to walk through the Blackfriars Underpass and the Oxo Tower. Now, for anyone who's visited that in a busy time, you'll know it's incredibly crowded, and there is no relief. We're talking about a really serious opportunity for crowding and crushing in the numbers that have been suggested. I think the other point is, what struck me, is that there's been no consultation, as I can see, with the Metropolitan Police, who are experts on crowding and crushing and how to avoid it. There's not a single mention of this. And when you look at the figures, you've got to look at the two together. We're talking about Millennium Bridge attracting 30,000 people.
And federal time's up.
And 29,000 there. It's a football crowd, and there's no measures to deal with that.
Thank you.
Last week, I took my kids to the fireworks in Brockwell Park. They hated it. It was too busy. It felt dangerous. They said, please don't take us to the fireworks again, Daddy. Former Councillor Boucher, who was with us, left because it was so unpleasant. What's that got to do with the South Bank? Well, that's what this application would bring to the South Bank, were you to permit it. Not once a year, but every weekend. And it would be irreversible. The South Bank is enjoyed by millions because of the magnificent sweeping views across the wide and majestic river. But the Garden Bridge will truncate this magnificence and block many of those views. This won't happen to views in Westminster or the city. It's Lambeth's views which will be lost. And it's Lambeth which will accommodate all of the rubbish and the servicing. None of this will go on the north side, despite the fact that the temple is surrounded by roads, because Westminster Council just won't have it. Nor will they have a retail building on steroids where the bridge lands. Nor will they lose any grass or mature trees, but they will get four new road crossings and a whole heap of pedestrian improvements. We're not getting any. So why are you doing this? Why have your officers negotiated so poorly on something which brings few local benefits and legions of problems? I can see why Boris benefits, George benefits, but what about the poor people of Lambeth, dumped upon, lumped with a clean-up if the money runs out, suffering the crime wave which has turned this place from the lowest crime area in Lambeth to the highest? There are clear policy reasons for refusal. Policy 41, views. Policy 7, protecting residential amenity. Policy 28, hotels and tourism. If you refuse this tonight, you won't kill it. Boris will undoubtedly call it in. This is his baby. Let him be accountable for it, politically and financially.
Planning decisions should be based on evidence. Let's have a look at the facts. The Garden Bridge Trust have been unhelpful and downright slippery, talking to Lambeth for 18 months, but not consulting locally prior to submitting the application, making false statements like, the Garden Bridge Trust is supported by 85% of respondents.
Can we please not have information from the audience? It's important that the members of the committee
hear everything that's being said before they make their decision, whatever it is. So can we please make sure that members of the committee can actually hear what's being said. Thank you.
So they've been making false statements like the Garden Bridge Trust is supported by 85% of respondents. The fact is, this was at a very early stage nationwide vox pops. When local people found out about this, they didn't like it. 1,000 local people have signed up to petitions in the space of a few weeks. The Garden Bridge Trust stated there was going to be 6,000 square metres of green open space. No, it's 2,500 square metres of green open space. The rest is pavement. Slightly more green open space than they're destroying to create the South Landing building. They quote, the number of visitors can be comfortably accommodated, yet their own consultants judge it will be uncomfortably busy at critical times in their own assessment. It'll be worse, dangerous at times. They quote, it will be used as a bridge, a piece of strategic infrastructure. In fact, less than 20% will use it to get from south to the north, and 50% won't cross at all, and bicycles are banned. It'll close 15 times a year at least. That's not strategic. They say It would be a strong connectivity, it would strongly connect existing routes and public transport. The fact is, it connects to the Queen's Walk only, not to the mainland station or to the hinterland of Waterloo. It'll regenerate the South Bank and North Bank, they say. The fact is, land prices on the South Bank are already overheating. The North Bank is at an average price of £2,400 per square foot. They say it won't block protected views or cause substantial harm. It will.
Well over your time, I'm afraid. Thank you. Ms. Belling, thank you.
I've lived in social housing Waterloo for 25 years and brought my children up here. There was no pre-app consultation with co-op and local residents who live closest to the South Bank. They will be directly impacted by this bridge. Co-op residents and local residents have been ignored. Meagre consultations happened after planning application. The majority of people in Waterloo live in social housing, and co-op and local residents who live in social housing have signed petitions against this bridge. The views will be ruined forever, and any sense of ambience and calming relationship with the river will be expunged. Queen's Walk is the last area of open space and not a patch of grass on the South Bank. The Garden Bridge Trust proposed to chop over 30 trees around Queen's Walk and build a long slab of commercial build on this open space. This will cause a beautiful walkway to become a claustrophobic street, a noisy, cramped, crowded and stressful bottleneck. The Garden Bridge is mostly pavement, and it is a bridge for day trippers. The invasive building works will take years. The impact will be devastating for local residents, and once the bridge is built, the impact of coaches, endless refuse and crowds will completely devastate the residential amenity. The majority of residents close to the South Bank, I've already said this, live in social housing. Local people and regular visitors to the South Bank actually know this strip of river and open space and treasure it. It has a dignity and peacefulness that parts of the South Bank have squandered in commercialism, clutter and retail. It needs to be protected from the self-interested Garden Bridge developers who do not appear to know or care about this environment. The Garden Bridge photograph is a disingenuous image. It is nothing but a seagull's eye view. Come back down to earth. Whoops. And some.
We've had time.